Hey, my friend, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host, and on Fridays, it's me and you for a solo round for just a moment, depending on how much of a rampage I go on this subject that we're talking about. And today, I wanted to just share with you about this idea of when it's time to change. When is it time to change? Now, when I hear that, I think of a problem or situation that you're looking at from the outside, and that you're making all of these decisions based off of data or looking if something's working or not, and just making a logical decision. I think it's time to change. But I want to go a little bit deeper with that idea and tell you a story that happened about a week ago. I'm so grateful. So grateful. I've had the opportunity to work on a set for a television show. I cannot share anything about it just yet. I will one day. But it's just been, it's just been the coolest thing. So grateful. And one of the things I love about doing that is meeting all of these really random people. Okay, let's just talk about that real quick. It's so cool stepping out of your normal industry or day-to-day stuff. Anyway, I met this woman, and you know, we were doing that normal chit-chat stuff. And if you know me at all very well, it's probably only a minute or two before I ask you what, like, your dream is or your vision is or what you want to do with your life. Literally, I meet a stranger, and I'm like, oh, the weather's nice. What do you want to do with your life? Like, that's Heather in a nutshell. Some people get totally freaked out by it. Other people just embrace it and lean into that and go for it. And she did. She talked about her day job and so forth and what she does normally. And I asked her, I said, well, is that something you enjoy? Is that what you want to keep doing? Do you love that? What's your vision? And she said that she wanted to be a filmmaker, which most of the people there, that is their goal. And I just kind of started continuing a conversation about how we both ended up there and so forth. And she started telling me this story. So she had been about 80 to 100 pounds heavier than what she was. And she said that she had gone through this huge transformational journey where she lost a ton of weight, got healthy, started working on her self-development and so forth. It was just this beautiful transformation that she had undertaken. And I was so curious about that because my husband is a personal trainer. So we always talk about this idea of change, of when is it that somebody decides that they're going to make a change. And I don't do anything in the health world, but I do work with content creators and podcast hosts and people who are wanting to create something and make a difference in the world through their art, through their media, whatever it may be. And Brian and I both see this over and over and over and over and over again, and we talk about it all the time. It's like you can give somebody all the tools and all of the resources, and one person will just go after it and implement everything and change what they need to change and do what they need to do, and the other person will just like sit on the curb with all their bags of knowledge and stuff and just go, oh, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. And they'll sit there for like 5 years. What's the difference? Because we all have that same bags of knowledge, all that same luggage, all the same resources there. Why is it that some people make the changes, do the work, and some people don't? And I've just been trying to figure that out for just my own personal mission with this show and my work and Brian with his work and so forth. Well, this woman, she was so pretty, by the way. I've been really noticing people's like energy and what they radiate. And it's so apparent when you really start to kind of get still and pay attention, look at people, like what energy they're putting off. She said that one day she was at the gym, that she'd been going to the gym quite a bit and like every day. And she, after the gym, she would go and get dinner through a drive-thru. And she didn't really understand, you know, that a gym workout and a drive-through run doesn't equal each other out, which honestly, I mean, it wasn't until I started talking to Brian and I married Brian that I really understood nutrition's role in fitness and all of that, because I was the same way. I always thought like you go work out and then you can eat what you want because one cancels out the other, right? I wish it did. I would be at the gym all the time because I love to eat. Anyway, so she would tell me a story how she'd go to the gym and then she would go to the drive-through. It was this habit. gym, drive-thru, gym, drive-thru. And yet she wasn't seeing any results. I mean, you know what? She just kind of stayed in that loop. She was frustrated with it, but she just stayed in that loop because it was comfortable. That was her habit, etc. Ever been there? I know I have. Then one day, she was bending over to tie her shoes. And she didn't like how it felt bending over to tie her shoes. And she could feel sweat on her. And she just didn't feel comfortable right then and there. And she said, you know what? It's time to make a change. After the gym, she passed the drive-thru. She went to the store and bought a whole bunch of healthy food, came home, and created a new life. Here she was, months, maybe a year later, down the road, lost tons of weight, glowing. And her reward to herself was to get to do, to be on this show and do what we were doing. And the pride and the love and the satisfaction and the happiness that was on her face was just, it was just beautiful. It was so beautiful. And all I could kept saying to her was like, I have so much respect for you. So proud of you. You should be so proud of yourself. And also too, just the vulnerability to share that story with me. Just own that space, own that story. It was just the coolest thing. But I wanted to share this with you guys because of that. Then one day, you know, it wasn't that she met the miracle program. It wasn't that she got all the resources. It wasn't that she had, you know, this podcast that she listened to that changed everything. Maybe sometimes that does happen, but what really has to happen for a change is for that one moment when you feel that, you know what? No more. You know what? I'm going to do this. You have that resolve. And that's the beauty and the crappiness of it all, because no one else can do that except for you. No one else can generate that resolve except for you. Get resources, get knowledge, get coaching, get training, listen to stuff. I mean, do that kind of work because it supports your resolve. It isn't your resolve. It can't supplement that for you. It can only support it for you. Because the truth is, and you and I are probably both guilty of this in some way. I'm not exempt from this, but we create all of these excuses, all these circumstances in our life that, oh, well, I can't do this because of this. I'm too busy to run my business. I don't have the knowledge to get healthy. I'm just around too many negative people for me to be the type of person I want to be. But the truth is, I heard this the other day and it was beautiful. They said, every excuse that you have, there's someone else who had that same circumstance who was able to do it anyway, who was able to create anyway, who was able to manifest in their life what they wanted to see and did not allow those external things to detour them. Because the truth is, again, it's something internal with you that creates the change. It's that resolve, that determination, that vision. And when you have it, there are no excuses. There is nothing that can stand in your way. Yes, it may look different. Yes, it may take some time. Yes, it may be hard. Yes, it may be frustrating, but it will happen. We are in the driver's seat way more than we want to even acknowledge. And again, that sucks thinking about it, but it's also so beautiful. It's so beautiful because think about that. That means that you have the ability to design a life, to create a life, to manifest a life, to change, to envision the type of man you want to be, the type of woman that you want to be. I know that there's a type of woman I want to be, and I try to do it every day. I'm not perfect at it, but I try to just shut my eyes and I just picture her, that woman that I want to step into and be. I envision what she looks like. I envision the type of people that she's around and the positivity that she's surrounded herself with. I envision the joy in her life. I envision the impact that she's trying to make. I envision the impact that she is going to make. Let me rephrase that. I impact the things that she does throughout her day. I just envision all of this stuff, this future self, And I just feel that. I feel like, oh, what is it going to be like to feel like that? How is she going to feel? How is she going to speak? And envisioning that and setting that before me, it's a lot easier for me to kind of knock other opportunities out of the way, or distractions out of the way, or these things that could, quote, keep me back. And I could use as an excuse, because I'm like, no, that's my future self. That's who I'm going to be stepping into. That's who I'm destined to become. That's who I'm called to be. And I keep that clear vision in my mind, have that deep, deep, deep resolve. It's like having a shield around you where this, you know, somebody's like running towards you and you just boom, bang them in the head with that shield. You're like, no, thank you. No, sir. Not this distraction today. But anyway, I wanted to just share that with you again, that we have to turn inside deep, deep down and create resolve. The stars aren't going to align and say, oh, it's time to change. It's time to shift. This is the season. It doesn't work like that. There's always going to be distractions. There's always going to be insecurity. There's always going to be inconvenience. There's always going to be busyness. There's always going to be this, 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 this. But who do you want to be? Who is that? I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear your answer to that. You can find me anywhere at Heather Parody. Let me know that you listen to this. Let me know the type of man, the type of woman that you have resolved to be. Your thoughts around this subject. I would love, 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 love to connect with you. Find me on social at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y, and I'll chat with you. All right, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful Friday, and I'll talk to you soon.